Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, listeners. This is Pat. I am back bringing the good news show to you. We have a lot of exciting things happening this morning. We will have our special guest on at 6:30. We will have Larry Seitz, and he is going to tell us about the SunPower Kids. We also have a lot of emails from our listeners, so I'll touch in on a couple of those throughout the show. We have a couple of questions, and we'll ask Sherry the questions. And I just want to thank all of you listeners for your loyal support. We appreciate all of your input, your emails, your phone calls, and we just love you. So we want to thank you, and just we're going to continue the show. So I am on air with Sherry. Are you with us, Sherry?
I am with you, Patty. Good morning, everybody. It's great to be here this beautiful morning, early morning. And I want to say keep those emails coming because we really appreciate it. Our mantra that we start with is do what makes you happy. Look at what gives you joy. Listen to what lifts your spirit. Speak to those who warm your heart. And if we could just do that, boy, what a miracle. What a wonderful way to start your day, just on that alone. But what we were going to talk about this morning is one of my favorite topics, actually, and it's creative visualization. And it's from imagination to reality. And it's attracting success with mind power. So I have a lot of information that I'm going to share with you, and you might want to even get a pen and paper so that you might want to jot down some notes. And again, I say please keep me informed with what you want to hear about and let me know your input on what we talk about. It really is what motivates me to continue on and to bring you a good show.
Well, creative visualization is an excellent topic, Sherry. I'm glad we're talking about this. The first book I saw about creative visualization was about 25 years ago. And it still exists. It's something that people have been able to integrate into all of this new knowledge that in lines with the secret and the law of attraction and living large. So I'm just really excited about this topic today.
Great, yes. It's in alignment with our series on living your life large, because if you master the keys to creative visualization, you can live your life large, and it shows you ways that you can do it, that you will continue to live that life that you've always wanted. So you may be saying, what is creative visualization? Well, it's the ability to use the imagination. It's seeing images in our mind and making them come true. So, you know, if you use it in the right way, creative visualization can bring and change our lives. You know, it sounds weird. Well, it's not. You know, when you first hear something like that, I don't know, I don't believe it. It's one of those things in the universe that I always go with, if something is working, don't question it, just do it. And it's one of those things that I don't know why it works or how it works, but it works. So this is the power of creative visualization. And from experience, I want to tell you that to be specific, and not leave anything out, because you might be looking for your perfect soulmate, and here they come into your life, and you've created a love partner, and then you notice that they don't treat you well, or they're verbally abusive, and so you've forgotten something very important, some very important aspects of what you want in that person, in that partner, their integrity, their morals. You have to be very specific in everything that you want in that person, because then you have to start over.
That's tough.
Right.
So what you're saying is to just really think out your plan. Think it out and really try to know exactly what you want before you create it.
Well, one of the things, like we've talked about before, you know, I'm a big list person, so in writing down exactly what you want in each specific area, whether it's the relationship that you want, and you're writing down everything that you want about that person and what they look like, you know, how they dress, how they, everything that you want to create in that person. So that's one of the key things that I do, is I start by writing it all down.
Mm-hmm.
And this power of creative visualization has the ability to alter your environment and all the circumstances in your life. And it can create events to happen. It attracts money. Work situations can change. And love in your life can change. So, you know, you can improve your health. It is a great mind power, and it's the mind and the power behind most of the successes that we have and that we've seen, a lot of the successes in the people around us and in life in general. They have been able to use this creative visualization.
Well, it sounds like a very powerful tool.
It is very powerful, and it's like I said, it works if you work it. So, So by visualizing situations like, or an object, like a new car that you want, or a house, or a new piece of furniture that you'd like to see, we see it in our imagination. We see what we want, and it happens. It's like daydreaming, and it's like magic. We all like magic.
We do.
Yeah, so it's that simple. You know, it's the natural process of the power of thought. So if you think about it, you can see how it works, because we've talked many times about the power of thought and how we have to stay in the positive. So if we're thinking about and daydreaming about what we want and the things that we want in our life, the situations that we want, if we're thinking about it and then we're making it happen, because the universe is attracted to what we're thinking, and that's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
We put it out there in the universe. We think about it. We dream about it. We are clear about it. And the universe does the rest.
So you're saying, Sherry, that you use your imagination to build a picture in your mind of what you're creating. And that, in addition to writing it down, such as on a list, and verbalizing it too, I would imagine would help with using the law of attraction. But the creative visualization is where you're using your imagination to build the picture in your mind. And it's just another key point in getting the law of attraction to work for you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Sometimes we use this in unconscious ways every day. And we're not even aware that it's something that, you know, it's that sort of power that we're using. But we're visualizing our goals in a positive way, and then we see it come to happen. You know, all successful people in all fields use this consciously or unconsciously.
That's great.
So, you say, how does this work and why?
How does it work, Sherry? We want to know, how does this work? Because a lot of people are trying it and it isn't working. I'm getting a lot of feedback from our listeners and even just in networking that people are still, they've read books, they understand things pertaining to the law of attraction, but they can't make it work. So we want to hear about that. But before we do that, I'd like to invite you listeners to pick up the phone, give us a call, tell us a good news story today. You can reach us at 347-324-5983. That's 347-324-5983. If you don't have access to a phone or if you're not listening to us live, you can always send us an email at goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. That's goodnewsshow.com. And for you iPodders out there, you can download the show right into your iPod and take us with you wherever you go. If you want to learn how to do that, you can go to the website at www.goodnewsshow.us. That's www.goodnewsshow.us. This is Patty Black bringing you the Good News Show live from Miami, Florida, the Magic City. And I am on air with Sherry.
Hi there, everybody. So we're talking about visualization. And, well, thought is a power. And if our thoughts are powerful enough, it can transform our lives. For me, when I have to confront something like an unpleasant situation, I visualize myself handling the situation easily and comfortably. And I see the people involved as cooperative and friendly. And you know what? They are friendly. And everything becomes effortless and easy. By changing our thoughts and mental pictures, we change our reality. Now, you got to hear that and write that down, because by changing our thoughts and mental pictures, we change our reality. A very powerful statement right there. So it's like dreaming a very realistic dream and then switching to a different dream. It's just changing the dream. Now, this may seem to be too complicated or too far-fetched, but if you can accept the concept, at least in theory, it can help you to achieve your results faster. So if this is true, and it's a true fact, why not change your dream into something more satisfying? Like if you're worrying about money, you're living in an apartment you're not happy with, change your thoughts, and that's all that's necessary. See yourself in your imaginary living in your apartment of your dreams. You know, it doesn't matter if you don't have enough money. It's just imagine yourself living in your new apartment and see it as a reality. The opportunity or a way will present itself.
Mm-hmm.
And the power of thought really does work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it may take some time until things start to change. Bigger goals may need longer time. But sometimes change or manifesting your dream can happen very quickly, and you're like, wow, it's magic when you see it happen like that, and I'm talking from experience because it's happened to me many times where I am in that dream of what I want, and it's manifesting, and it's coming to me, and it's because of this particular time, it might have been a smaller dream, and the bigger things that I want may take a little more time. So there's patience that goes along with it and consistency.
Mm-hmm. So when you're using creative visualization, are you do you do it for a certain period of time?
Yes, you do. You do. So I'm going to be going over, and I'm going to go over that. So I'm going to go over some of the guidelines that I use, and
great. That's what our listeners would like to hear, and so would I.
Good. So what it is define your goals. And as I was saying, be really, really specific about what it is that you're wanting. Write it down. Be very clear about it. Go through every aspect. Keep that paper with you, and as you're going through the day, you may want to add things to it. Keep an ongoing, like a little journal, keep an ongoing journal with you and keep adding to it as you start remembering, you know, what you want in your partner, what you want in, you know, the new car that you want and what you want in the job that you're going after. What is it that you're looking for? What is it that creates that passion within you that you get up in the morning and you're passionate about it and it brings you joy? What are those things? It's, you know, once we know what we want, we can be easier to get what we want. When we don't know what we want, it's kind of like a very very shady, and we don't get it. It's like when we're, I know different times when I've been looking for new apartments, until I realized what area that I wanted to live in, I could be looking till I was blue in the face and nothing was coming to me. And I would put down what I want, and I wanted the pool, and I wanted where it was going to be located, but I didn't know what part of town that I wanted to live in. And it was until I got that a little clearer, and I was clear, I found the exact apartment that I wanted, mm-hmm. which I'm living in now. So that's one of the things, is defining your goals. And then there's think about it, meditate, and listen to your intuition before you start. Because our intuition tells us so much. If we're really, you know, in that place of observing, observe ourselves, listen to ourselves, and you're going to hear what your true inner self is saying, and then you can be able to write that down. Know that only good will come as a result of your visualization. Put that in the forefront, knowing that only good will come as a result from your visualization. And in keeping that positive thought that only good is going to come, that's what you're creating, and only good will come.
Uh-huh.
And sit alone in a quiet place where you're not disturbed. I find this to be really important in you know, creating that space where you're in your safe space, and you want to be able to just be with yourself and listen and get in touch with yourself in that time of quiet time. And relax your body. Just sitting in that place, relaxing your body, and letting your thoughts come to you. Breathe deeply for a few minutes. Breathing and listening to your breath can bring you to that place where you're in that place of listening, and you're you know, getting that quiet time, which we've talked about many times in the show, about being in that place of just being. And visualize the situation or the object that you want. So you're now visualizing what you want. You're calm, you're relaxed, you're in a quiet place, and you're visualizing what you want. See it in your mind, a clear and detailed mental image of what you desire to get accomplished. I'll repeat it. See it in your mind, a clear and detailed mental image of what you desire to get accomplished. And then practice at least twice a day for about 10 minutes each time. There's the answer to your question. It has to be practiced at least twice a day for about 10 minutes each time. And you're you know, seeing in your mind a clear picture. You're daydreaming. You're seeing it, and it's very detailed. And put feeling and emotions into what you're doing. You know, if you're seeing something that's has emotions, you know, you're getting excited about it, you have that feeling, and you know, you're bringing that into the equation of what you're wanting. And then persevere in your actions until you succeed. Keep it going. Sometimes you'll get it quicker, and sometimes you get it slower. But think only positive thoughts and feelings, and speak only positive words, which is what you were saying. You also have to speak positive words in what you're wanting to achieve.
So it's putting it out there into the universe.
Absolutely. You're putting it out there into the universe. And what you're, you know, we know that to be true, that what you say and what we think about and what we talk about is what we keep creating in our life. And that's no different with this. So if we're really in that place of we're visualizing what we want, and I'd like everybody to do this along with us, you know, and let me know some of your reactions. Let me know what you've been looking for and wanting in your life and how you've been able to manifest it with this great tool of creative visualization.
Well, that's really great, Sherry. It's almost like act as if, it's like the more you live it, the more it becomes a part of your life.
It's true. You know, during the day when negative thoughts and doubts come up, replace them with good thoughts. Because each negative thought comes up, you know, and it is going to come up, but you replace it with a positive thought. Mm-hmm. I've said before that negative thoughts are like the weeds in the garden, and we need to replant them with flowers.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. That,
yeah.
I love that. Well, listeners, I'd like to take this time to invite you to give us a call. Tell us a good news story today. You can just pick up the phone and dial 347-324-5983. That's 347-324-5983. And if you don't have access to a phone or if you're not listening to us live, you can send us an email at goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. That's GoodNewsShow at yahoo.com. And for those of you who have iPods, you can download the show right in iPod through iTunes. If you need to know how to do that, you can get more information on our website at www.goodnewsshow.us. That's www.goodnewsshow.us. This is Patty Black bringing you the Good News Show live from Miami, Florida, Magic City. And I am on air with Sherry. Now, Sherry, I do have a couple of email questions that I'd like to ask you. So we have about 10 more minutes, and I know you have a little more content to go through. So just tell me when you're ready for the question.
Okay. So I just want to say... Excuse me. So remember, our thoughts are and feelings and the pictures that we carry in our mind, that controls our life. Our thoughts and feelings and the pictures that we carry in our mind control our life. So by changing them, we can change our life. But we have to know what we want and why. So this is probably the most important thing that I have said.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, our thoughts and feelings and pictures we carry in our mind control our lives. So be careful with your desires. Otherwise, you may get things and enter into situations that you do not want. And then, what do you have to do? Then you have to find ways to get out of them. It's like you think that you want something and you get it. You go, oh my God, what am I doing here? So make sure what you're creating is for your highest good and for the highest good of all those around you. And, you know, so now that's I'm ready for some questions now, because now you have to go out and have a try and let me know what your thoughts are on this.
Well, that's really great. Thank you, Sherry. We have an email from John in San Francisco, California. And he asked, what do you mean by meditation? What am I supposed to think of when I meditate?
Well, meditation is the act of sitting in a quiet place and letting your thoughts come in and go out. Since, you know, we do have the thoughts that will come in, and so many people think, how can I sit and meditate? Because I can't, my mind does not stay quiet. So when you're thinking about, if you're sitting in a relaxed position and a thought comes in that says, I'm late for work, I've got to do this, I have to walk the dog, the thought comes in and you just let it go, just like it came in, you just let it go. And before you know it, it may take a few minutes, it's practice. And it may take a few more minutes, but you're going to notice you're in a place where the mind is not talking to you and you're at a quiet place. And it's kind of in that place that you want to stay as long as you can.
So it's that quiet nothingness. Type of space is the goal. And through meditation, you bring yourself, get yourself to that point, and when the thoughts come into your mind, you just let them go and you try to stay still in that nothingness?
Right, yes, you do. And if your thoughts are coming into you, you can bring yourself back to just listening to your breathing. And then that will get you back to that space of where the thoughts are not. You know, you don't have to be afraid of that the thoughts are coming in and I'm not going to be able to sit there, because that's natural. But it's just the letting go of it that you want to get to. You don't want to hold on to the thought of, I'm going to be late for work, I've got to do this. You want to just be able to see it come in and let it go out.
Let it go out. And if you're having a problem doing that, just think of, listen
just
to your breathing.
Listen to your
okay.
breathing.
Okay, all right, that's great. Thank you, John from San Francisco. We appreciate that email. I have another one from Tony in North Carolina. The question is, what do I do if I manifested something but it didn't feel the way that I imagined it? How can I undo it? Thank you, Tony.
Well, that's something that we were talking about, that makes sure that you know what you want and that you're because you can manifest something that you're not wanting, and that when you get it, you see that it's not really what you wanted. So that is very tricky, because let's say you do have something. The one thing that comes to mind is you're working with a partner. You want a soulmate, and you're thinking about the type of person that you want, and you create that person to come into your life. And you go out one day, you know, you're introduced to somebody, and there's that person that comes into your life. And then you realize that they are not what you wanted. They are not they don't really even look the way you really want somebody to look. But what you wanted was a person and a relationship, and that's what you got. So that's why you have to be specific, and sometimes you have to go back to the drawing board. Now, how do you get out of it? You don't get into something so quickly. You know, you take one day at a time. You make sure that, you know, you're in the vibration, that everything that you're going into is feeling right, and then you can proceed. But if you're in that place where you need to go back to the drawing board, if you catch it quick enough, it's not what you're wanting, and you need to redefine and be more specific about it.
Mm-hmm. So maybe in remolding what you're creating, or
yes,
fine-tuning it.
Reframing.
So if you do have something that's almost what you want, you can go back and set smaller goals and try to make small adjustments to it so that you can perfect it. And by the way, listeners, this is something that happens to everyone, because you think you want something, and then people change. You know, through time we change our desires, change, and it happens. It certainly does happen. So what you're saying is to reframe it.
Right.
Okay, that's excellent. Thank you, Tony, from North Carolina. Listeners, we just love these emails. We don't have a lot of time to go through all of them, but I'm glad we had time to go through two. And we will have Larry Seitz calling in a couple of minutes. He's our special guest for today. So I'm just giving you a little cue, Sherry. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about today?
Well, I do. I just want to let everybody know that we will be off the air next week, because we will be away in California. So we're going to take a little week off. So please stay tuned and come on to our site and go check out some of the other shows that we've had. They're all archived, and we have some great shows. So, you know, you can check out some of the shows that you've missed. So I definitely encourage you to do that. And I did want to say a minute before Larry comes on, I just want to let everybody know voting time is right around the corner. Get out there and vote. We need everybody's vote. It's the most important year to vote. So
exactly.
Just do it. Just
so you're right as a citizen, so do it. It's going to make a huge difference, very huge difference, and that's what we need. So we're trying to create that
right.
by sharing that word. I do see our guest calling in, so let me see if I can pull Larry in. Good morning and welcome to the Good News Show.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, Sherry. How are you?
Thanks for coming on so early in the morning. We're really happy to have you here.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. We're excited to have you. Listeners, we have Larry Seitz on air with us. And Larry, could you please tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Sure. Presently, I live in Westfield, New Jersey. I am a physical therapist, which I've been doing now for 37 years, the father of three wonderful grown children and two grandchildren. That keeps me pretty busy.
I'm sure it does. Congratulations on the children.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Great to be a grandfather these days, huh?
Absolutely. They're delicious. They really are.
Okay, so in addition to being a physical therapist, you're involved with the SunPower Kids. And could you tell our listeners what SunPower Kids is and how it evolved?
Sure, be happy to. Probably around, I guess about 1990, while I had a private practice in physical therapy, I had two burning desires. One of them was to actually create a commercial film for the industrial medicine industry, which I successfully completed. And in so doing, I wanted to expand beyond that. And my passion grew into trying to do something called computer animation. And in 1990, it was not particularly as popular as it is now, especially as we see it in all the other films. And part of it was that I wanted to create something that I would be able to help what I considered two particular areas that I saw daily, the pediatric and the geriatric areas of our population. And out of it, I can't really say exactly when the lightning bolt hit me, but looking at the pediatric, I felt that there were certain things that children were being denied to a certain extent. And the way that I came about doing it was through learning how to self-taught computer animation and computer graphics into a creative fashion. And towards this end, I then developed the world of the SunPower Kids. I try to create characters that are fun, that become alive, and represent not only food throughout the found throughout the entire world, but also the children, or my, as I call them, the children. They take on a fun activity that any child who would be able to look at, or even a parent, obviously, or a grandparent, and could identify with. So, in fact, that's just what the SunPower Kids do. They depict what children are and do in the real world. And this is wonderful. This is exciting for children to see. Over the years, anyone who looks at the characters are immediately amused, want to become a part of the world, especially children. And that becomes a very positive teaching factor for children. At the same time, I guess because of my background as a physical therapist and seeing so much pathology, I can't really say how it happened or evolved, but I started creating also several of my characters just to try and make sure that I didn't differentiate from other issues that would become too complicated. By that I mean when I drew someone like Lucy Lemon, Lucy's tennis player, if you look closely at Lucy, I found that without realizing it, I actually drew her hips were internally rotated. She has a right hand that almost looks spastic. And then as I looked at it, I sat back and I said, my, this might be the child who has cerebral palsy or had a stroke or something of that effect. So therefore, I wasn't discriminating against anybody. And that's what I thought was so wonderful. It's like it came out of my mind and it evolved into something on the screen. I created other characters like that, the same thing, just so children understand that it's okay to be different. That's very important. And to accept for what you are, be acceptable for who you are and what you are. Ashley Asparagus loves books. Children love to read. There's nothing wrong with it. In her case, I gave her glasses. So children who wear glasses at a young age shouldn't feel that it's a stigma. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just part of life. The same way Arthur Artichoke, who happens to be an archer, just like one of Robin Hood's bandits, although people may disagree with that word bandit. he's somewhat plump, rotund, but so is the vegetable. So it is what it is. It's okay.
I love it.
So that was part of my thought process. One of my favorites, again, is Eddie Eggplant. And Eddie has a hat that looks like something Abraham Lincoln would have worn. And has a huge purple and white checkered bow tie. And he has a cane. Now, that doesn't mean he has a handicap. Maybe he's using it for magical powers. Who knows? But it's okay that if a child has a slight handicap, it's part of the way the world is. We all have handicaps, some of them more obvious than others. And that's, I guess, how I evolved. I have so many other characters. I mean, there are more than 40 characters, some of which do not appear to have something that's so perhaps obvious as a handicap. But I just did not discriminate when I created them.
Mm-hmm. Wow, it sounds good. I want to hear more about the characters. They sound so so real. And how does, I mean, this sounds like something that kids are going to want to identify, and it makes them want to eat healthier.
Well, it's a very interesting thought, and I personally, of course, have seen this happen over the years, to the point of somewhat being frustrated that I wish I could get all the kids of the world together and say, look, it's not really important how everyone has their own idea. How should we get kids less involved with foods, perhaps what we would consider foods that are not good for them, or junk foods or things of that sort, and how do we retard the whole issue of obesity and so forth? I think what you have to consider, and this is what I do, and this is where the Sun Power Kids are so powerful, is that I allow children, or rather I don't, but children have something that's unique. And I think that sometimes people forget this. They have the marvelous gift, and it's called imagination. If we allow the child to use this gift, they wind up engaging in this newly found playmate, no matter what the Sun Power Kid is, in the sense that whether it's a pumpkin or a raspberry, or it doesn't really make a difference if it's a fruit, if it's a vegetable, if it's a dairy product, if it's a grain or protein. Children, just because of their imagination, have an attraction specifically to a particular character, whether it's the color, whether it's the activity, whether it's something they themselves enjoy, would like to enjoy getting involved with. And that's what happens. Children naturally transform this experience into almost an imaginative play with the characters. And therefore, there are no parental boundaries or stress involved with it. So they begin to interact in this make-believe world, which is their world. Mm-hmm. And because of that, it's so much easier for a child to accept what he sees as his real world. I mean, we've all seen children. You leave them alone, a 3-, 4-, 5-year-old. You give them a couple of things to play with, and all of a sudden they're having conversations and so forth. And that's exactly what it is. The phenomenal thing is, I'll give you a couple of interesting stories, how it actually plays out in the real world. There's a particular young lady who was 12 years old, and you would think they would not be a little too old for it. But in fact, she read one of the stories that I wrote on Betty Broccoli. And her mother said, after reading it, her mom called me and said, Larry, you won't believe this. I said, what is it? We went to a salad bar, and my daughter, for the very first time, because she loved the story of Betty Broccoli, actually eats broccoli now. I said, wonderful. You didn't have to do it. The child did it on their own. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I guess we don't give them enough credit. You know, we throw things at them, and I've heard it so many times, as everyone does, my child doesn't eat this, my child doesn't eat their vegetables, and so forth. Mm-hmm. Well, don't make it a task. Make it fun. Allow the child's own imagination. My own daughter, who happens to be Ashley Asparagus, when she was 4 years old, we were in a restaurant, and I was eating asparagus, and she said, Daddy, what's that? And I said, honey, that's you. She said, what do you mean? I said, this is Ashley Asparagus. She asked me if she could eat some, and sure enough, and in fact, I had to order another plate, and now at 21, she's still eating asparagus. So so it's amazing how children identify in their own imaginative world, and that's what we really should be helping. I think, what we should be using to help children, because we don't give children enough credit. And that's the funny, that's the interesting part. Sunpower kids are almost like a natural gift. And what makes it even better is that an educator can use this in the classroom to teach the child what's healthy. It's even more, of course, down the road as things have evolved, when it becomes even more obvious when the characters are represented in the commercial venue, such as beverages or food and something of that sort. But the real secret to me is that the child initiate the relationship, and that way the child, it becomes a happy relationship. The child accepts food as a positive influence in their world of fun, and that's what being a child should always be, a world of fun. And that's how I found it to be very successful.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's where I see this. I see this really going more into the schools and having them, you know, be able to educate the kids at a younger age. And there's definitely a place for this. This is the time now, because more than ever, we're talking about organic, we're talking about healthy foods. And I think kids now, I hear of kids that have never had sugar and kids that when they eat a snack, it's carrots and celery. And, you know, it's different if you can get the kids at an early age to get excited about when they're eating something colorful and something that's healthy, like with what you have put together. I think it's really great, Larry.
Well, thank you.
Larry, are all of the characters food?
Yes.
Okay,
anything that you can eat.
Anything that you can eat. Okay.
Yeah, everything that can be raised, let's put it that way.
Do you have an Eileen in your food repertoire?
Not yet. I have her as my consultant. How's that?
Because she loves her vegetables, Eileen.
Well, you know, the thing is that I might have to do her as Eileen Adami or something of that sort. We have, I always key in the name as compared to the name of the food, whatever that is. So I do have a Larry Lime, though.
Very nice, very nice.
But it came later in the stage, so it was all right.
Well,
by
they're very...
I'm sorry,
go ahead. No, I said they're very interesting. I mean, just going on to your website, which we'll get to later, it's like you just want to stay there.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish I had more time and so forth, and as things evolve more and more, I would love to be able to create even that much more, but that will come in time as well. I mean, I've had some interesting commercial venues as well, but, you know, it's funny talking about that. One of the things that is available is coloring books on the website. And I will tell you that I've had a very interesting experience numerous times, and I've spoken to many, many teachers who enjoy reading what's available, because it becomes material that they can use in the classroom as well. And I'll give you, if I might, can I give you one example of this where that comes into play?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, great. I find that the coloring book, which certainly I would have to update forever, but that's the fun part of it. I think the first one that I created had 24, 26 characters in it. And each page was distinct, obviously. Every character was doing their specific activity, whether it was Peter Potato playing baseball or Larry Lime jumping over his friend, the frog, who, as he's on his skateboard, or maybe Christopher Korn listening to his iPod. And it's really interesting. I actually created an iPod before it was invented, so that's pretty scary in itself. I did it in the early 90s. And because he's Korn, he happens to be in a cornfield, and his buddy, the Scarecrow, is listening to the music with him. But anyway, the point I guess I'm making is that, for example, take someone like Patrick Pepper, who happens to be play golf. And Patrick told me specifically that he plays golf because his daddy plays golf. So that's why he took the sport up, just to be with his dad, which I thought was very nice of him, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, I mean, I'm allowed to have my imagination too, so that's why I was privy to the conversation. Anyway, I have found one teacher came back to me, and we had a long discussion about this. And for example, what a teacher did was to bring into, after she had the coloring book, she brought into the class a red, green, and yellow pepper. And she said to the children, you know, she identified they were peppers, and most kids, it seemed, where we were involved, were more familiar with the green pepper, didn't know that peppers had colors such as red and yellow, and we know that peppers can also be purple and can also be brown, which in itself was a fascination that she couldn't get over. Mm. She then cut up the peppers, and she offered each child a taste of each one. What a great experience. Great. And we know that peppers can have different tastes, even though we call them peppers. Red is different than green and yellow because it has a little more sugar. And then she was able, because of it, she then asked them, well, do they smell different? They then talked about what's within the pepper. So now all of a sudden they learn vitamin E. They learned about the minerals and nutrients and so forth. They also were able to touch it, so now they learned different things called texture. And so now she was able to describe why the outside has a shiny and inside it has a moisture, so forth. And so she got into so many different discussions that it expanded beyond her belief. Then, naturally, one child stuck his hand up and said, why don't we grow our own peppers? So they took the seeds out, and they created these little plastic cups with dirt, and the blotters. Remember years ago we used to put blotters and then all of a sudden watch the seeds grow. So this was a great experiment for the kids, because now all of a sudden not only did they could see the seed grow, but they were able to color in the character whatever color they wanted. That was the beauty of their own imagination. So then she was able to expand it even beyond that, because now she was talking about how things grow, how things evolve. They then learned different cultures, as then she talked about different diversity of peppers, such as the Habana, you know, the Cuban pepper mm-hmm. we get in our hot and sour soup that comes from China. We have the Mexican, and it became expansive. So now she was able to teach children not only things that applied to, let's say, nutrition, but now it became, they were teaching science, they were learning different languages, they were learning basic learning skills such as color and texture, they were learning history, geography, and even math. Because what I do on the website, I'm sorry, maybe I'm speaking too much, but is that...
No, just go ahead. This is great.
What was happening was that on the website, what I do is I expand it, and I give a little information for every character. I tell the history of where the character first came from, where it was first discovered, like, let's say, corn, which actually was maize, may have been 8,000 years old. And then knowing that, so children then learn other cultures, which is beautiful. They understand that what they're eating is not necessarily specific to what they get in the grocery store, that it has a history, and then what, in fact, it does for their body. So now, all of a sudden, what are you doing? You're empowering children. You're making them decision makers. It becomes even more exciting for the child, and that's what's so great about it. I know when they started looking at, and as a result of that, the imagination of the child just continues to blossom. And that's what it's all about. It's interesting in that I had a four-year-old talking about that, and he had yogurt. And I said to him, do you like yogurt? And he said, no, I really don't care for yogurt. And I do have a character, Yanni Yogurt, actually, but that's beside the point. And I said to him, what's your favorite? And he had a baseball. It was during the summer. I said he had a baseball glove. And I happened to have a picture of Peter Potato. And I wrapped the picture around the yogurt canister. And I said, let me ask you something. Would you eat this yogurt now? He says, absolutely. I said, why? Well, it's Peter Potato, and I love baseball. Well, that right away told me something. So there's many ways to capture a child's using their imagination, to be able to have them eat something because of the fun associated with what they, in fact, internalize in their own perception and cerebrum. So I think that's the power of the Sun Power Kids. making the connection with the child in their own world, making it so much easier for them to appreciate what the potential is. And educators, parents, commercial vendors, whoever it is, who understand that, have made it a very successful kind of undertaking. I'm sorry, I spoke.
You've taken vegetables to a whole new level.
Yeah, I think they are where they belong. How's that?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's great. So if people are looking at your website and the coloring books,
yeah.
Can they be ordered?
Oh, certainly. Yeah.
Okay, that's
I have coloring books. I also have T-shirts, which kids love because, and I explain to them, the best thing to do is if mom buys them for them, even adults buy them, actually. I have a lot of college kids who like them because they think they're funky looking. Mm-hmm. What they do is just use washable markers, and the kids can paint them, draw them, you know, put whatever colors they like. Mom puts in the washing machine, and therefore they come out. Now they have a new opportunity to be able to do it all over again. I also have these bean bags, which represent six of the characters. And I get calls, and I even have some testimonies on the website, where children will not go to school, even primary school, elementary school, unless their buddies are with them. So they become their friend, you know, their imaginary friend that they call.
Imaginary friends,
yeah,
right.
That's exactly, it's part of their world. I even have one mom who says to me, in fact, she spoke to me actually Saturday, told me that she has to, when the child goes in for a bath, I think it's Penelope Pear, goes in with her because she wants to make Penelope as clean as she is. So I love it. I think it's wonderful that children can take it. And as a result of that, children will eat things that heretofore were always a problem for parents. It's just fascinating to me. So the secret to me is the imagination that children cling to when they see that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Have you gotten into any schools yet? Are you involved in the school system at all?
I'm always knocking on doors. You have to get involved somewhat with the curriculum. I'm developing things, but again, you always need someone out there who appreciates what the potential is more than I can. You know, it's more than a one-person activity.
Right.
But I know for sure that it would definitely go well, whether it's educationally. I've also believed, and I've been told, that because I've written many scripts, which are actually a part of the books that I've written, the stories that appear on the website, and that are now being produced into DVDs, hopefully, in the near future they'll be out, and also illustrated book format. I know fully well that that's where these things should be. I wouldn't be surprised if one day I'm contacted and say, look, we'd like to do a Saturday morning cartoon starring the Sun Power Kids.
Absolutely.
Because I enjoy writing stories for that. Because children,
I see it happening.
Yeah, I would love to think of that as well.
Mm-hmm.
As well as for even the food and beverage industry, where they realize, you know what, instead of taking the wagons and going around them, let's go inside the center of the wagon, and let's approach children with what they want, and therefore develop the food where the Sun Power Kids develop just that whole food line for the children.
Mm-hmm. Right. Or starting out in nursery schools.
Absolutely. That's perfect. Oh,
yeah.
My God. It's absolutely perfect. Because then the children can not only see the characters, but the parent, but you know, the teachers can bring the actual food, whatever it is. Bring it in. Let them touch it. Let them feel
Introduce
it.
Introduce them to it. Right. Right.
The sensory system is very important. I'm sorry.
You're making a huge contribution. I just love what you're doing, Larry. And one thing that's important is you are stimulating their imagination. You're getting them to use their imagination. And there are a lot of toys on the market that do not allow the children to use their imagination. They're a lot of technical type, games, video games, and it's like they're stifled. They're sitting in front of a machine just playing a game as opposed to really using an expansive part of their imagination. So I really think it's important to keep that in our children.
Well, I've tried to engender that whole concept in my own mind as well. Make it simple. You know, they say make it simple and they will come. It's like I've heard parents say it all the time, even grandparents say, why do they need all these toys, per se? Why don't we just give them a good old wooden car or a wooden box, and let's see what they can create? And that's what it is.
And
give them a character and let them create.
And let them create. That's wonderful. So, Larry, how can our listeners learn more? We have a few minutes left, and I'd like for you to give them website information.
Sure. I'd love for them to come visit the website. It's the proverbial www.sunpowerkids, which is one word, sunpowerkidz.com. I also have a blog, which they can, I'd be happy for them to come on and give their insight as to whether they agree or disagree with what I've written. I have a little humor for everything I write, but it also tries to appeal to children. And then we have our company phone number. Am I allowed to give that? Or?
Yes.
Oh, okay. It's 908-418-4845, and that's the office number. And if I'm busily working with patients or creating new things, I'll be happy to get back to them if they leave a message. And they can also get me via email at larry@sunpowerkids.com.
Okay, and we'd like you to repeat that telephone number one more time.
Sure. 908-418-4845.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you. So we do have a couple of minutes left. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we sign off?
Just that I love the I thank you for the opportunity to come on, for sure. I guess I have to call my sister and thank her even more, right?
Well, you come from a very creative family.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we're pretty focused in on certain things in life, for sure, trying to help humanity in whatever way God has blessed us with. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
I love everything that you're doing, and I think that the books and the that you have for coloring books are going to go very far, because that's something that is right there available. It's not something that you can just get in a store. It's something unique. And holidays are around the corner. So there's a lot of things that you have that I think are perfect for the holidays. And I encourage everybody to go out there and go on the website and get a few things that for the kids.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you. That'd be great.
Yeah, I think it's a matter of getting the word out, Larry, and we're going to support you in every way that we can. And for you listeners, if you don't know, Eileen Seitz was on our show a couple of months ago, and Eileen and Larry are brother and sister. So that's the reference to Eileen throughout this interview has been to his sister, who is a fabulous artist in South Florida. So just wanted
She's
to put that there.
Class.
Yes, she is. We love Eileen. So we want to thank you for being on our show, and we do hope in the future you can come back and give us an update to any additions to your Sunpower Kids family. And it's just been such a pleasure having you on the show and hearing what you do, Larry.
Well, thank you. I really again thank
you
for the opportunity.
And we're going to get this out there to all the right people, Larry. So we're going to put that in our visualization, imagination, and create some fabulous things for the future.
You. Thanks. Okay. Thanks again. And the Sunpower Kids, thank you also. They're all smiling, actually.
Larry, I see them. I see all of them, all over 40 of them.
I know.
Oh, that's great. Great. Thank you for being.
I can't wait to go back on the website and get more familiar with the names.
Okay.
It makes it more fun when you're eating it.
Absolutely. And they're smiling at you, no less.
Yeah.
If you hear a little, if all of a sudden you're happen to be eating a raspberry and all of a sudden you hear a little giggle, at least you know that you're with a friend, so that's good.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Thanks a lot, Larry. Have a great day.
Okay, thank you.
You
too.
All right, you're
day.
Welcome.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, there you have it, listeners. That was Larry Seitz and the Sunpower Kids. You know, what a wonderful thing he's doing, Sherry. I'm so glad he was on the show. So, listeners, we will be on a little vacation next week, so we won't have a show next Monday, but you can access the archives and listen to the shows you haven't heard. We have many, 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 many there, so you could always go back into the archives, and then we will be on the following Monday, so stay tuned. We're looking for you. Send in those emails, and we love you. Thank you for being here.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.